These days, television is full of shows that are as complex as movies or even novels. Well, an old series that helped inspire that kind of television is now out on DVD. Our critic Eric Deggan says Hill Street Blues changed TV storytelling 30 years ago.
This is the moment that launched a TV revolution every week. The police roll call.
Now, early this morning, we had two more rape assaults up in St. James Park. In other words, we got some extremely bad animals out there that need apprehending. So, let's spend a little less time flirting with the hookers and the waitresses and put some heavy attention on that.
That kind of chaos was a long way from predictable, by-the-numbers cop shows like Dragnet. Two producers who'd gotten bored writing for stodgy crime dramas like Ironside and McMillan and Wife came up with Hill Street Blues, Stephen Bochco and Michael Kozel. They tore up the rules of TV. Their show had a huge cast. The gritty storylines played out over several episodes. The look was taken from movies like The French Connection, and the hero was an overwhelmed middle manager struggling with stuff old-school cop shows never tackled.
I don't give a rat's bladder about your guns.
Two cops were beaten and had their guns stolen. A posse of officers got ready to take revenge, but Captain Frank Farrillo face down the crowd.
What I do care about is the kind of morality I'm seeing here.
There's another aspect to this. Pride. Professional pride. That's why the men wanted to handle this informally, so to speak.
If you go out there like a bunch of night riders, what the hell are you but just another vicious street gang?
Speeches like that were crafted by a lineup of great writers who would become TV all-stars.
I say, looking back, it's sort of like the 27 Yankees. But at the time, we were just guys scuffling.
That's David Milch. Writing for Hill Street Blues was his first job in TV.
There was a coming together of young and ambitious people, many of whom were new to the business, and that willingness to innovate was something that was in the air, so to speak.
Milch eventually teamed with Stephen Bochco to develop NYPD Blue. Later, he created the HBO series Deadwood. Other Hill Street Blues writers would produce classic TV series and plays like Law & Order, Miami Vice, Twin Peaks, and Glengarry Glen Ross. But for Hill Street, they dreamed up cops rarely seen on TV before. Writers set scenes in bathrooms. A detective character who would typically be a good guy took a bribe. Milch said the show challenged viewers to accept this new social class of cops, warts and all.
In general, what Hill Street established as a precedent was that these lives are worth paying attention to on their own terms, rather than being portrayed in the storytelling conventions of Hollywood.
A mostly white department struggled to police poor, often black and Hispanic neighborhoods. Officer Bobby Hill, who was black, partnered with a white patrolman, Andy Renko. They were shot together in the line of duty, and then they struggled to work together in a black neighborhood.
I'll tell you something, they don't pay me enough to deal with animals like this. The first thing they see is a white face, and all they want to do is do them here.
Listen to me, Renko. It was a white finger that pulled the trigger, not a black one. It was a white one. Never forget that. And you better not either.
The show didn't get everything right. Black and Hispanic criminals were often horrible stereotypes, and the casual sexism in some roles seemed jarring today, though it eased in later seasons. But watching this box set, you see early signs of the lovable anti-heroes who would later energize modern TV masterpieces like Mad Men and Breaking Bad. And as a bonus, you can hear one of the greatest catchphrases in television history.
Hey, let's be careful out here.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.